bringing Minnesota powwows to you. Today we travel north to Detroit Lakes, Minnesota for the third annual traditional gathering, Debway's Powwow, held Saturday, November 29th. Host drum, Prairie Thunder. Your MC for this event is Murphy Thomas from Pnima, Minnesota. This is Powwow Trail. Chimiigwech there for that beautiful grand entry song rendered by our host drum this year, the Prairie Thunder Singers, all the way from over there. I don't know if you can see me pointing my lips, but they're from way over there. It's Tom Mason and the boys. Welcome back to the second show of our Powwow Trail segment. This is your host, Virgil Black Lance, bringing the best of Minnesota powwows to you. Yeah, so this year is the third annual Dead Boys Powwow held here in Detroit Lakes. Every year, if you haven't had a chance to get down here, you got to come down, shake a leg, bring the kids, bring the family. It's a good time. So let's get right into it. This is your one of the drums that are coming down, your local drums here. This is Smoky Hill Singers with the Flag Song. Take it away, boys.
Yeah, hey, Yeah.
Good song there by the Manoman Singers, joining us here at the third annual Debwe's Traditional Gathering here in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and talking with Maggie Russo in our prior show, giving us a little bit of history behind the Debwe's forming and gathering and incorporating our traditional aspects, our traditional outlook into the school systems in the Detroit Lakes area and surrounding areas as well, being a voice for our people, being recognized. I think that's a very important thing in doing that. And they have Tom Mason here as one of the cultural liaisons for the tribe, White Earth Nation, coming into the school systems and helping the best that he can, and bringing the knowledge that he has with the on the cultural aspect, and then helping incorporate that into the school system, their teachings, and introducing our way of life as part of a curriculum that can help with our children. So I spoke to Tom earlier and kind of got his little take on how it is, how cultural way of life fits in our everyday living, how things happen and how we respect our drum and all that good stuff. So I want to kind of go out there to Tom and let you hear a little bit of what he had to say for us here at the Debwe's Pow this year. Tom, are you there?
Well, my name is Tom Mason, and I'm from Callaway, Minnesota, and I'm just asked to do a piece here for Debwe Pow. And, well, first of all, I just want to just thank the committee for asking us to be host drum here at this powwow, because when you're asked to be host drum, it's kind of an honor, and you have you know, a lot of responsibilities, and you want to, you know, take care of those responsibilities the best you can and how you're taught. And, you know, my brother and I, you know, we've been singing for a long time, since we were teenagers, and we've been, you know, been all over the country and seen a lot of things and been to a lot of different places. And it's always an honor to be asked to be host drum, and that's always been my big thing with singing, is that, you know, I learned from my dad, and he taught me a lot of things about being respectful and learning those old songs and singing those old songs, because, you know, those are important that we keep those around. And a lot of these young guys that start singing, they don't look at those songs that they're important, you know, and they think that, you know, you have to be these contest singers that don't look at those songs in a good way. And I always want to teach these young guys that it's important to sing those songs, because if we don't keep singing them, they're going to disappear, you know. Because right now there's a lot of young singers out there that don't know these songs. So when they're asked to sing them, they look at each other and we don't know that, or they pass it to a different drum. And I was always taught, if somebody comes with you tobacco, you take that tobacco and you sing that song the best you can, even if it's not how it's, you know, how some people say it's the right way, but you do that. And so I always want to teach these young guys that's important, and taking care of that drum, because you take care of that drum, a drum will take care of you, you know. Like I said, my brother and I, we've been all over the place, you know, and, you know, California, out east, down south, you know, the Dakotas, over into Canada, and we've sang in a lot of places, but you know, my brother and I aren't perfect either. We, for a while there, my brother and I used to fight, you know, like fisticuffs, like get angry with each other. And then one day, you know, we both looked at each other and we were so angry that, you know, we both said at the same time, I don't want to sing with you no more. And so my brother and I, we didn't sing with each other for about 5, 6, maybe 7 years. You know, we see each other at the powwow, we say, hey bro, what's up? But that animosity we had, we didn't sing with each other. We just had that. And my dad always used to tell me, you know, you got to be the bigger man here and make amends with your brother, But me being boneheaded and thick-headed, I never did that. So my brother the same way. Finally, one day, my dad got sick, and you know, that's when I finally realized that, you know, I got to do what he asked me to do. So my brother, I went to my brother and said, hey, I said, you know, let's put this animosity down. And I asked him, how did this all start? And it was all like, you hear about these, you know, all these issues with drums, like women and money and prestige and all this stuff. And we started thinking, well, dad never taught us, you know, to be that way. So we kind of looked at each other and we said, okay, we're going to try this again. So about 1997, we finally got together and sat down, and it was just like yesterday was the last time we sang with each other. And we've been singing with each other ever since, you know. Sure, we still fight, we still argue, but we're brothers, you know. It's the way it's always going to be. And we just, like I said, this big honor here to be here today, this afternoon, and we just do the best we can, you know. I tell everybody, we're not the best drum group out there by far, but at least, you know, we have that respect and that honor to, when someone asks you, you just do the best you can. And like I said, this Dave Way Palace is the first time we've been here. It's been going on for 3 years, but we've always either been busy or, you know, we have some things that go up and that come up, and we couldn't be here. So first time here, and it's a good time, you know. We're having fun. There's a lot of people here. The food was good. The singing's good. The dancing's good. And just good to be here today. And that's the way, like I said, we've been kind of looking at things these last, you know, 10 years is, you know, we don't travel just to go there to say, you know, that we know we've been there. We like to go in places that, you know, that treat us good and they welcome us. And so these little powwows, we've been doing a lot of these last 10 years. And you know, it's always good to come and share our songs and, you know, share what the little that we know with the people here. And hopefully some people dance while we sing, and, you know, people come over and say, hey, good job, guys. You know, that's all we look for, you know.
Powwow Trail has been made possible through a generous grant from the Legacy Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.